I have a text from my sister Allison, and thankfully for once she's not yelling at me, because she is considerably more liberal than I am. It can happen to the best of families. I'm much more conservative than she is. But anyway, no politics here. She asked a very legitimate question, and I didn't get the message early enough to ask about Marcel the Shell. You know what I'm talking about? Marcel the Shell? Mm-mm. Yeah, it's a pretty hot character, this little shell that has captured the attention of a lot of people, apparently not your attention, but has captured the attention of a lot of people. Thank you, Reverend. I want you on the show every day laughing like that. That's good. So Marcel the Shell has a new movie, and it was out this week. Now, from the look on Sean's face, he apparently has found it online, and he is he's perplexed.
He's not exactly the most handsome shell that I've seen.
Well, but he's a lovable shell.
Sure, if you say
I
so,
think
sure.
He's cute.
Do you think so?
See, there you are. Yeah, so, Allison, my
kind
sister.
Kind of in an ogre way?
In an ogre sort of way, yeah.
In an ogre way. Sister Allison there at her job there as Vice President, COO at McLaren St. Luke's Toledo. Apparently on her drive, well, she wouldn't text while driving, but she wanted to know why we didn't have that film. But believe me, it's a lot better than yelling at me about something I said about Joe Biden or Joe working to get his son Hunter on the Live Tour or any of that stuff. Or the fact that we really are in a recession, and I said that several weeks ago, you know, that sort of thing. So I'm happy not to be getting yelled at. Couple of nice guys sitting here. You met Van Fox earlier. He's the president of MHT Housing, our sponsor. And the reason we're here at this beautiful facility at 59 Seward Avenue, the M Training Center. And you can learn more by going to the mtrainingcenter.org. They invest in you. You get paid to learn. You obtain skills in electrical, plumbing, HVAC, appliance repair, painting, drywall, assistance with previous employment hurdles, gain interview skills, and a resume. And upon completion, the opportunity for full-time employment with benefits. The M Training Center is offering you a hands-on learning experience in the maintenance technician field. They welcome individuals of all backgrounds who bring their own unique experiences to the training environment. And I saluted Van Fox for that earlier, and I do it again now for this. For the MHT Housing, the Continental Management, all the different companies you are, all the different real estate you've started. You're going to start another one of these schools in Mexicantown. God bless you for all of that, Van.
Well, thank you, Paul W., for having us back on. And
it's our pleasure. And it's my God bless is not nearly as heavy or as worthwhile as the God bless from the Reverend, who is here with us, Reverend Jim Holley, who you hear on WJR. You'll hear him this Saturday at 4 o'clock. He is the retired pastor of Little Rock Baptist Church. You were there 50 years, weren't you?
50 years, 50
wow.
years.
Wow.
50 years, and developed and host this live from Detroit, Reverend Jim Holley and company, on WJR on Saturdays, 4 p.m. But then, did I hear this correctly? Anne, you know, sends me a lot of information, stands here and talks to me. I look at her as if I'm really hearing what she's saying and paying attention. But sometimes I've got some other things going on, but I've learned to look like I'm paying attention. But Anne, did you say to me, Reverend Holley is getting married this week or this next weekend? Or
August the 6th.
Well, congratulations.
Congratulations.
That's fabulous.
As old as I am, I'm trying to do
it. Well, I'm just putting the numbers together. If you were there, if you were the pastor of Little Rock Baptist Church for 50 years, and assuming you didn't start that job until you were, you know, old enough to be a pastor,
right?
Whatever the age that would be. Sean, what age would that
23.
be?
23.
Yeah, right.
Was it 23?
Right, absolutely.
Wow.
My brother's a pastor.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. How come you never talk about your brother, the pastor?
Well, because I'm the black sheep of the family.
Okay, well, enough said. I completely understand. No, I know all about black sheep and family. All right, so from 23 to 50, you know, it's not hard to figure out. You're in your mid-70s, and you found love.
I did, I'm very grateful to God to be able to do that. I've got the ministry piece out, and now I want to try to the rest of my life to try to basically make myself happy, you know?
Well, and you make yourself happy. Let's not kid ourselves, Reverend Jim Holly. You make yourself happy by meeting up with and working with guys like Van Fox.
No doubt about it.
So how did the two of you get together, Van?
Well, I knew of this Thundercat. And I knew of his ministry and the peace that he brings the neighborhood.
Wait a second. I'm sorry. You know, many times I act like I know what's going on, and I just BS my way through. But I can't legitimately have any idea right now what you're talking about. What's the Thundercat?
Oh, come on, Paul W. I mean, if you knew the streets and if you knew what this man has
accomplished.
Well,
I clearly don't know the streets. I'm from Monroe, Michigan. We had a pretty sheltered, good life there in Monroe. And I don't remember ever running into Thundercats in Monroe. I'm just saying.
Well, Paul, I don't wear socks, you know, but...
I'm not wearing socks. What the hell does that have to do with anything? I thought that's because we lived in Grosse Pointe. And you get removed if you wear socks when you live in Grosse Pointe.
Let me do it like this, Paul. I think what happened was I saw a building on Gratiot. That Van built for the Catholic Church. I said, I got to have one of those. Tell me the guy. Who is he? How did he do this? If the Catholic diocese can do it, can't the Baptists do it too? And so I got in touch with him, and he walked in my office, and the rest of his history. We're now building a building up the street here for 60 seniors, 60 units for seniors. That was 2 years ago when he walked into my office, and my life has basically changed when I met him. I mean, it's just unbelievable what we've been able to accomplish with housing and with the seniors, residents, and other things that we're trying to do, especially with this particular this training center here. So I was just happy to be with anything he's been part of. I want to be part of it. And so that's how we got together and how God really nurtures this relationship for the last 2.5 years.
Well, that's wonderful. And I understand how that is actually mutually beneficial for the two of you and for now the thousands of people that you've touched their lives.
Right.
What the hell does that have to do with Thundercat?
You know, there's a lot of inspiration that Reverend Holly has given us, and the development opportunity to build and construct across the street from the Little Rock Baptist Church to provide housing for his congregation, doing it in conjunction with Reverend Holly, has just really been a privilege, and we're expanding upon that model right there that's physically under construction on Woodward and Claremont. And Reverend Holly has inspired us to give back more to Detroit, and he's been a big instrument here to work alongside Carol and Mike to build and develop one of three centers. And this center here, Reverend is a participant in, to bring us students, to help people, you know, reacquaint themselves back into the workforce. And the impact of this is just so significant. It's just a great partnership that we have with Reverend, and recognizing working in the north end of Detroit, up and down Woodward here from the north side, has just been just delightful.
I want to hear more about it. We're going to continue. We're going to hold you guys over. We've got Reverend Jim Holly, retired pastor of Little Rock Baptist Church, 50 years of his life spent there and doing a great job, and he's not letting go, though he's getting married coming up August 6th, and he's excited about that. He's still very much involved with helping people with this recreation center, 50,000 square feet facility for your congregation, new residences at Woodward and Claremont. And his angel, the guy who's making it happen, is Van Fox, the president of MHT Housing and Continental Management, and a whole bunch of other great things that are happening in and around our great city of Detroit. So we're going to spend more time with him as we continue on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR on this Friday morning at 8:45. What a great training center it is, everything that we have seen here. Now, we've heard of training. Obviously, we're very familiar with it through our good friends like Tom Middlebrun at NECA and the National Electric Contractors Association, IBEW. We've done a lot of great stuff with them. This is kind of a different circumstance and situation that could help the average person learn more about their home, their apartment, taking care of it. But it also can lead to preparing you for a career as a maintenance technician? And out of need comes the answer, because here you have Van Fox, who for 30-plus years has been building and creating and realizing that maintenance technicians are in short supply. So how do you fix that? You fix it yourself by opening up a school, basically, to help people learn what they need to do in these positions. In this school, we're looking at it here on Seward Street. It's a house, inside a house, and a real water heater, furnace, all the stuff that you need, and you learn how to fix and maintain. And then he probably hires you because he needs so many of those people, and they're hard to come by. But it also means that you have taken a turn in your life, whether you're a felon that you've done your time and now you're out trying to get a job and it's not easy, or you don't have a car, or you don't have ID, you don't have certain interview skills, a resume, all that stuff they're helping you with. It's a wonderful opportunity. And what we're seeing here too is what really needs to happen, and that is we have the private sector doing all of this. We cannot depend on the government to do these sorts of things. We just can't. And then to have this wonderful blessing of Reverend Jim Holley, the retired pastor of the Little Rock Baptist Church, 50 years of his life there, and the developer and host of Live from Detroit, Reverend Jim Holley and Company, this Saturday at 4 p.m. on WJR. Then he's going to be off a little while. He's going off to get married August 6th. We offer him a mazel tov and a good, it's okay to say mazel tov to Baptist minister.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all in this together. Once we figure that out, the world and life is a heck of a lot better. But anyway, to have Reverend Jim Holley come together with this very generous developer named Van Fox is where the magic happens.
Yeah.
And you guys are creating a lot of magic. And you were saying something earlier, Reverend, about Time Magazine taking a look at the city of Detroit.
And really making notice of the things that's going to happen in this city in the next decade. And who's going to do the building? Who's going to do the construction? Who's going to do the maintenance? All of this, it fits right in. And somehow, some kind of way, Paul W., we have to understand that we can't bring people outside of the city into the city or outside of the state into the state, because we got an opportunity really to develop people right here in our own hometown in the city of Detroit and around Detroit.
And you know what I've seen Van Fox as president of MHT Housing Continental Management LLC and whatever the heck else you do. You do a lot and you have for a long time, and I thank you for that. You've got your summer youth program coming back around, and you've not asked for any money. The whole time we've been here. You're not asking for money. You're using your own money.
Paul W., there's no selfishness here. It's all about our youth. It's all about our seniors. And the investment we can make into them to give them more comfort, confidence, to give opportunity to get back out into the workforce, we're all for it. And our team, both at the M Center and at MHT and our management companies, we're here to complement not only our residents but our citizens of, you know, our area, and we're going to do everything humanly possible.
Well, out of need comes innovation, and you have innovated. You needed these people that you're now creating. But at the same time, the wonderful blessing and payoff is you are changing lives.
Yes, yeah.
And you know that better than anyone, Reverend Holley. That's the business you're in.
It's what it is, and it's a wholeness. It's just not in terms of just the religion part of it or the sacred part of it. It's the secular as well. It's got to be a balanced life. And what really helps people when they can really take care of themselves, not looking for the government to do it, but they want to do it for themselves. And we're here to help them to do just that, Paul. And that's the reason I love this program, because obviously it comes to the point where we can, you're just doing not theory, classroom, but you own the job. And in the end of the job, you get a bonus. And then after that, either you want to start your own company, you can work with Van, or work with some other company. There's some outs, there's some no excuses in terms of really coming to a place like this. No excuses whatsoever. And that's the reason why I'm doing everything I can to make sure we recruit men and women, young and old, to come into this facility and really change their life.
And we can't really put into words the strength and blessing of teaching someone to be self-sufficient.
Right.
Because with that comes so many gifts and joys to change people's lives and then generationally change families. It's incredible. I am so glad we had a chance to be here this morning. I didn't know anything about it. Link Besser got me ready for coming to do a broadcast, but I had not heard of any of this. I had not seen any of this. And I hope my listeners appreciate the kind of eye-opening experience this morning has been.
Well, thank you for having us, and Thundercat Holly.
Oh!
You know, if you want to talk about seashells, I'm down by the seashore. I'm a little nervous.
No, I didn't say I want to talk about seashells down by the seashore. I was mentioning that my sister Allison merely asked and wasn't yelling at me, so I was really happy because it wasn't about politics. She was just saying, where was Marcel the Shell, the movie that just opened? And she says, Anne is missing out. She needs to Google Marcel Stat. She's in the hospital business, so they talk that way, Stat, you know. And then she also threw in here, maybe Allison needs her own show here. She also threw in here that gas price this morning was $3.94 at Costco. I don't know how that even figures into anything we're saying, but I do appreciate it. Thanks to all for being here, the whole team. Thanks, of course, to Van Fox and Reverend Jim Holly, but to Ann Thomas, Sean Belegian, the Dorch, Ray Templin, Kim Smith, and you, the best audience in all of radio. I'll talk to you tomorrow at noon on a special program. Regards, Paul W. Smith.